where the Alabama Welfare Department's been cut off, not qualifying because of desegregation or something. I'd be awfully careful about that. You might let Gardner know that you've got higher education coming up this week. Try to get out of committee tomorrow, and you have to have Hill do everything. Unless Hill agrees to this, unless he's ready to go along, I'd try to stall for 8 or 10 days to look up my bills out of the way.
Right, sir.
I wouldn't have that coming to me, but I would sure do it. Now, on this heart cancer, I would tell them, and we'll confer with them, and we'll have groups in here, and we'll have all fall, and we're ready to pass it. It doesn't hurt it. And I'd get a hold of the Bacon and get him to get all the doctors to let them know, Jim Kane and the rest of them, that they think this bill's all right. And I'd let them know that we're ready to take some amendments to help them. I'd find out from the staff what amendments they are willing to take, and just tell them that we'll be glad to meet with them and have them in here and so forth. And we're not going to fund it all 1 year anyway, but that we don't want to stall. And they've been bragging, a lot of bragging going around, that there's going to be a big stalling effort to last 2 or 3 weeks of Congress, and we're just going to ask them to stay here to do it, and that they can have all the conferences they want to right here, and we'll be glad to hold up funding on it until they have a conference they want to. I tell them we are very anxious to have them in our meetings and have them have task force here, have them make constructive suggestions. Anything they want to do, we invite them. We want them to be in on the end. But we just can't cancel bills and call them off, so on and so forth. I wouldn't indicate that action's imminent. We just say that we're sure sometime in the next several weeks that there'll be some action on it, because we just don't think you ought to ask the president. I'd try to keep it away from me.
All right.
But I tell him if the president wants them in on meeting, then form a task force. Come down here before we do anything about it, before we even fund it, we'd be glad to sit down with them. We're not going to do anything to hurt the medical profession.
Right, sir.
They're going to be the most prosperous one out of all the things we've done.
Mm-hmm.
See old George Reedy here, they got a lot of money out of him. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him since his operation, no, sir.
Well, he's back here, and got his legs looking pretty good.
Good.
Got autographs all over.
Wonderful.
Any other news?
Not this. We think the bill's going through, you know, in the House this afternoon. They haven't passed a single amendment yet, and it looks as if there's not going to be any trouble at all.
It's on higher education.
Yes, sir.
Who's fighting it?
Most of the fight's going out. Mrs. Green seems to be moderately happy now. She hasn't done anything.
Well, when are you going to get Morris to report it?
Morris will report it Friday morning, and if we can get do it, we ought to be able to get it out on the floor early next week.
Get your clerks to write a report. Start writing it now so that they can be up on it, and file it, and get it printed. That's where all of our people overlook things.
Yes.
And I've already talked to Gardner. I haven't talked to Wilbur, but you better talk to Wilbur and talk to Hewitt. I want them to have task forces working all day and all night on these plans. They've got 2,100 filed, only 1,200 accepted. All the governors tell me that they're bureaucrats and they hold them up and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So they ought to have a crash operation around the weekend, borrow people from every department, work them overtime, make them approve those plans or reject them right quick so that we don't say that we waited the day school started and then got into it.
Right.
I've told Gardner that, and I've told Keppel that. But you check on them nearly every day.
I will.
Okay.
All right.